This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1914. Lifestyle inflation is okay. Just let it happen on your terms. Part 2 by Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Today's post is actually a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, it'd be best to listen to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Lifestyle inflation is okay. Just let it happen on your terms. Part 2 by Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. Reasons to delay lifestyle inflation. It's probably extreme to live like a student for nearly a decade. And while you don't need to go to the extreme that I went through, there are good reasons to consider delaying lifestyle inflation. Consider the following. Number 1. When you're young, no one expects you to have money. One of the biggest reasons I was able to live so frugally without feeling bad about myself is that there wasn't a lot of expectations about how much money I was supposed to have. Maybe in the old days, there was some pressure to get your life started when you were in your 20s and 30s, but these days, that simply isn't the case. No one expects a 20-something to have any money. Most people don't even expect 30-somethings to have any money. I use this fact to my advantage. Since there was no pressure for me to live large as a 20-something recent graduate, I didn't feel like I had to upgrade my lifestyle. It made it much easier to keep living like a student. Even now, I could probably continue to live on very little, and I wouldn't feel much pressure to increase my lifestyle. It's not until you're older where people start to expect more from you. Number 2. Give yourself a chance to reach Coast FI. Coast FI is the point in your savings journey where you've saved enough money that your savings by itself will grow to a large number by the time you hit traditional retirement age. It's a powerful position to put yourself in because theoretically, it means you can use 100% of your income without having to dedicate anything towards your future. Of course, from a practical perspective, anyone who's saving enough to reach Coast FI is probably the type of person who will keep saving for the rest of their life. That being said, reaching Coast FI gives you tremendous confidence in your decision-making. I was able to quit my job in 2019, partially because I had saved enough in the previous 6 years to put myself in a Coast FI position. When my wife and I bought our much more expensive house, we did so from a position of strength. We had a lot of money saved already, and I knew that we'd probably be okay, even if things didn't work out how we hoped. I still save a lot of money, but I'm also able to make the decisions I make because I have this backup plan in my pocket. There are obviously no guarantees in life, but having a stash of money set aside early in life is still better than having no money at all. If you can delay your lifestyle inflation for even a little bit and reach a Coast FI position, things get much easier. And number 3, it's easier to delay lifestyle inflation when you only have to think about yourself. It's much easier to live on far less than what you could spend when the only person that you have to answer to is yourself. When I was in my 20s, I was the only person I had to really think about in terms of my lifestyle. If I wanted to live like a student, it didn't really impact anyone else. Once you add other people into your life, a partner or kids, things get more complicated. If it was only up to me, I'd probably have been fine living like a student for even longer. Indeed, when we had our first kid, I'd initially thought maybe we could keep living the way we'd been living for another 5 years. But it's selfish for me to think that I get to make that decision for all of us. I think a lot of people forget this, that how you choose to spend your money isn't always your decision. We have other people in our lives that matter. If you're going to delay lifestyle inflation, you need to do it when you don't have to think about others at all. Lifestyle inflation isn't failure. It's a part of life. There are good reasons to delay lifestyle inflation for at least a little bit. That's what I did. But it doesn't mean you have to live that way forever. Lifestyle inflation isn't a character flaw. We get one life. And often there are more people in our lives than just ourselves. Even if you're okay living on very little, others important to you might not be. We all have our own values, but it's not fair to push our values onto others who don't want them. I was perfectly happy for a long time living on very little because the only person I really thought about was myself. But as I've gotten older, my priorities have changed. I have a family. We make plenty of money. We've saved a lot of it too during the years when we were able to live on much less without it impacting our lives. Lifestyle inflation becomes a problem when you spend far more than you make and don't save anything. But once you've taken care of the things that matter, it's okay to start spending more. The point of money isn't to save all of it. In an optimal world, we'd save exactly what we need and spend the rest. Life has gotten more expensive for me as I enter my mid-30s. Not too long ago, I would have said I'm too weak and I'm valuing the wrong things. Better to live on nothing and give myself the freedom to do whatever I want, so long as it doesn't cost too much money. I'm more realistic now. Life can be good even if you're spending money and have to work to support yourself. You just listened to part two of the post titled Lifestyle Inflation is Okay, Just Let It Happen on Your Terms by Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I liked the advice here to let loose a bit after reaching a milestone like CoastFi. When I think back on how I got myself into a financial rut, it was because I convinced myself that I would make more money in future years and make up for all the spending I was doing in my 20s. This is a terrible financial strategy, by the way. I then did a complete 180, got out of 30 grand of debt in 11 months, and saved 60% of my income until I reached CoastFi status. The likelihood that lifestyle inflation could now damage my financial future after all those years of diligently saving are slim because good financial habits are now ingrained. This to me is one of the biggest benefits to front-loading saving and investing. You give yourself the privilege to relax a bit well before traditional retirement age. This could mean spending a bit more or downshifting into less work and less income. Also, any lifestyle inflation I participate in now is more likely to be internally motivated versus externally motivated. Rather than keeping up with the Joneses as a reason to buy that new thing, after a period of financial diligence, I'm more likely to spend money in ways that align with my personal values. And that's another episode and weekend of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. I'll be back in just a sec with a bonus episode for today. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.